who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive and what a day. I mean, while the rest of the country was watching some poor horses run around, they just want to be in the field prancing about. Yeah. While everyone's watching that race, we were in the office.
Working hard.
Working hard, just trying to find cool music for you guys. And we have found some cool music. Speaking of which, my new favorite band and your next favorite band, Glades, are in studio tonight.
They seem so cool.
They're seriously so young, so talented. Everyone's going to be a fan soon. Producer Draco, what are you looking forward to tonight?
I'm really excited for the Ash London Live 5. The theme tonight is on point.
On a point. We can tell them what it is.
Okay, let's say what it is. It's R&B classics. Oh, it's not even R&B Friday, but we're like,
who cares?
YOLO!
Producer Luke, have you got a song that you are hoping will get voted in?
I'm hoping for a little bit of Kanye West Gold.
Of course Kanye is. I think Kanye makes it in every night.
We've played more Kanye West music than
it's
not normal.
It's pretty much our excuse to just have Yeezy on, but there ain't nothing wrong with that. Speaking of R&B, we've got Chilli from TLC co-hosting in less than 6 minutes. Plus, you're going to hear an Ash London Loves premiere first play. So cool. Let's get into the music, shall we? Maroon 5 with a surprise cameo from K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar. This is Don't Wanna Know. And you, my darling friends, are listening to Ash London Live for your Tuesday night.
Ash London Live.
Chilli from TLC, welcome to Ash London Live.
Ash London. First of all, I love that name. That is such a cool name, Ash London. Is London really, is that your last name?
For the purposes of this interview, let's say yes. Yes,
you said pretty much.
Now, we've got to talk about this new single, Haters. We love it around here. You're getting yourselves back into the studio to record a new album in 2017. After quite a bit of a hiatus, how do you guys pump yourself up to get back into the magic of things?
Just bring your A game. You know, we want to talk about, you know, current things, just things that are relevant. And we told the producers, as far as the beats are concerned, just, you know, come up with a great track, something different, you know, push yourself to do something outside of the box. And once Keon and I put our voices on there, then it becomes a TLC record. And that's what happened.
You and T-Boss have been saying that this is your last and final record of TLC, but what happens if the big bosses come to you and they're like, it's a smash, we've got $1 million for you to get back into the studio, $1 million each just to do one more song? I mean, what are you going to say?
It's always not good to say never, so I'll never say never because it always seems to come back and haunt you. So I won't say never.
Love the honesty. Us, alongside everyone else in the world, are so in love with the stuff that you did in the 90s. Do you ever get sick of people like requesting No Scrubs on repeat? Like, you just want to be like, we've got new stuff, shut up.
A lot of the songs, and especially, you know, that one, have such meaning behind them, and we know what it means to so many, you know, of our fans and stuff. And, you know, when they come to see us, they want to hear those songs that they love so much and that's touched them. And, you know, a lot of people have grown up with us. We have this whole new generation of fans now that's so excited about TLC and the music, and it's all new for them. And so our energy comes off of the fans, you know, when they're excited. It takes us to, you know, 100+ as far as, you know, our adrenaline flowing and stuff like that. So it always kind of feel like the first time every time to me. And it's so exciting. I love seeing the faces and barely able to hear ourselves because everybody's singing the words along with us. It's so loud and it's just awesome.
Yeah, you could just turn up on the stage and go, you know what, you know all the words, you do it. I'm just going to chill out here for a second and have a drink.
Well, you know, sometimes I do. I'll take the mic and I'll put it in front of somebody and they'll start singing. It's so cute.
Man, you're Chilli from TLC. You can totally get away with that. Speaking of live performances, R&B Friday Live is going all around the country and you guys are coming here as headliners. Are you super pumped?
Oh, my goodness. We are so prepared. We're so excited to come back. This will be our second visit. And, you know, you guys showed us tremendous love when we came there 2 years ago. And so to be back with some new music is just amazing. So exciting for us.
Ash London Live.
Well, here on Ash London Live, anyone that follows me on Twitter or Spotify or SoundCloud or Instagram or in person has heard about these guys because, and I don't feel the need to act cool. I'm an official Glades fangirl. So I'm so happy to have you in studio, guys, for your first ever radio interview.
Woo!
We'll go from right to left and just name something cool about you or uncool about you. Something fun that happened this week. Maybe one of your siblings' names or where you spent Christmas last year. Just something.
My name's Karina. Something fun that happened this week is I got a new phone. Got an iPhone 7.
Oh, stepping on up in the world,
yeah,
Karina.
I had an iPhone 5 and it was like the biggest upgrade that I've had. It was so good.
No, you can't have an iPhone 5.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really interesting piece of information. I think you've nailed it there.
Yeah.
I'm Joey, and for lunch today, I had a chicken schnitty sandwich.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. What kind of condiments are we talking with the chicken schnitty, like a mustard or a tomato sauce, barbecue?
Bit of a garlic aioli.
Oh.
Can't go wrong.
You're a really classy guy. I like that.
I'm Cam, yeah. And this week my parents were away from home.
Oh.
So I had the house all to myself.
Did you party hardy?
I wasn't actually really home that much.
Okay. Well, that's not really that interesting, is it, when you didn't take advantage of the fact that your parents weren't home? You're like rock stars now. You need to have people over. I don't know what rock stars do. Go in the pool.
I feel like we do the opposite. Like, we're just sitting at home, watching The Bachelorette, you know.
All right. We're about to get Drive on the air.
That's awesome.
This has been huge for you guys.
We wrote this song, like, about a year ago. Just in a little bedroom home studio, and now, like, it's completely blown our minds, the response and the way that, like, people have just reacted to the song. And we were writing music because we love music, and then just to put it out there and see what people thought, but just to have this kind of response is kind of just insane.
Yeah.
So exciting.
In 2016, I think the power really now is with the artists, right? Like, if you make good music, people will hear it now. You don't need a label. You don't need all these other things. So really it's been, I hate to use the word organic because that's such a lame word, but it has been organic because it's the power of people listening to the music that has got you here. Do you think that, like, you know, things like Spotify and SoundCloud, are you kind of grateful that exists?
Totally. We definitely attribute our success to Spotify and SoundCloud and online domains and stuff like that.
Yeah. And you're kind of a new breed of artists now. I think a lot of older artists who might be kind of like in their 30s have that old mentality of streaming is the devil and like buy an album. But for you, you're a younger generation. So do you feel like you're kind of more down with the way it is now?
Yeah, I guess it's just something that we kind of have to accept.
Personally, that's how we listen to music as well. We listen to Spotify and that's how we listen to music. And I feel like our friends do as well. So it's just like the new normal.
What are you listening to at the moment?
There's this track that I found the other day called Morning by Mark E. Bassey? I don't know.
Yeah, I heard about this guy.
Awesome. So such good. A good song.
Okay, well, we're going to get the track on the air right now. I'm so excited. This is the incredible Glades who have just hung out with us in studio, Drive. It's a first radio play, I believe. So let's just, I don't know, I feel like we should have a round of applause or something. Can we clap ourselves?
Ash London Live.